This is your daily Bloomberg ETF podcast for Friday, December 16th. I'm Catherine Cowdery, Bloomberg Radio. ETFs have taken in more than $270 billion so far this year, easily breaking the $243 billion haul in 2014. Until November, U.S. bond ETFs led all asset classes in flows this year. That changed after Donald Trump won the presidential election and U.S. equity ETFs became more popular. Bloomberg intelligence analyst Eric Balchuna says aggregate bond ETFs took in about $28 billion, the most of any fixed income category.
That tells you that traders and the hot money was pretty much on the sidelines this year when it came to fixed income, if you see aggregate bond ETFs leading all the categories.
Balchunas identified an ETF with large inflows this year, the iShares TIPS bond ETF, ticker TIP or TIP.
This ETF TIP took in $6 billion. That's more flows than it's taken in the past 6 years combined. So for the first time, investors are looking at inflation as a possible concern. Definitely a different frame of mind from the past 7 years.
Balchunas adds that as interest rates increase, flows in the fixed income area could shift. An example, Balchunas says a fixed income ETF that hedges against rising interest rates has tripled in size since last week. It's the iShares Interest Rate Hedged High Yield Bond ETF, ticker HYGH. It now has $192 million in total assets. As for other fixed income areas, it might attract more flows in the coming year.
If rates were to rise, you should look for some categories like short-term debt ETFs go up, interest rate hedged ETFs, floaters, and even laddering. These are all areas that are designed to deal with rising rates, so could get interesting next year.
And that's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Catherine Cowdery.